I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ukraine's drone attacks intensify in Russia, damaging at least one major oil refinery. The latest assault comes a day after a new round of Patriot missile systems arrived, courtesy of Western allies. Meanwhile, Russian bombings killed two Ukrainians on Monday and injured 16. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock tells us,
"The eastern part of Ukraine has been under a constant barrage of missile, rocket, and drone assaults. People there have had to deal with the tragedy of loss, the fear of impending loss, and the difficulties every night as they face a reality of a constant war. But at the same time, people are rising up in ways that are almost beyond comprehension."
As brave believers share the hope of Christ, people are coming to the Lord. Continue praying for SGA Church partners. And Set Free Global is preventing spiritual captivity in congregations worldwide. Director Dave McIntyre trains pastors to prepare believers to cope with tragedy before it strikes.
"Why are we teaching these methods here to people that have suffered the damage and been destroyed? How can we get these same teachings into a place where people are in danger of being hurt and destroyed? It's preventative medicine."
Light Academy in East Africa is proof of this strategy's effectiveness. Over 4,500 vulnerable children are currently enrolled in Light Academy primary schools across East Africa. Church leaders have requested that McIntyre set up centers in Nigeria, Angola, Kenya, and South Asia. His hope is that Top of the Cliff will prepare believers to forgive even in places of extreme poverty and high risk of martyrdom. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.